Wilkie, high school wrestling teams from throughout the province came together in Saskatoon March 8 and 9, competing for the provincial titles. McClurg High School and Unity Composite High School were amongst the competitors. By the end of the weekend, McClurg brought home the 3A girls' provincial team title. The boys' team were 1 point shy of a fourth consecutive championship, leaving them in second place. For the girls' team, this is their third consecutive provincial title and sixth team provincial championship. The McClurg team saw individual placings as well, including a gold medal for Andrea Tatarkiuk and Ryden Bobchik plus a bronze medal for Kiara Bobchik for their respective weight classes. Unity's team also scored hardware at the provincial level. The boys' team won bronze in the 3A boys' division while Jamal Sterchief brought home a bronze for his weight class. Sterchief is UCHS's first individual medalist, who shared the podium with two national wrestling champions during this competition. The McClurg wrestling team has welcomed the small, but mighty, Unity team for practices. But on the mats, they are distinctly two separate teams. Since one team is called the Warriors and the other the Bronx, we affectionately called our practice squad Warhorse, said Wilkie coach Chris Kent. Both teams have had a great team of coaches and motivators behind them the whole way. Kira Huber, a science teacher at UCHS, serves as the head coach for the school's team. Kira has done an outstanding job as the head coach and the whole province has noticed how much she has stepped up, added Kent. Her athletes compete with some of the biggest programs in the province and win. From Wilkie, Kent is joined by Coralie Mack, Suki Pangalia, Nicole Lawin and Zach Veit. Each member brings a unique set of skills, experiences and perspectives that have enriched the journey of our athletes, said Kent. He continued to say, the coaching staff exemplifies the qualities of dedication, passion and resilience that are essential for success in wrestling and in life. Their unwavering commitment to the athletic endeavors is truly commendable. With the season coming to a close and no graduating team members, Kent is excited to see everyone return next year to continue to build their skills on the mat.